Yeah, right? Good afternoon, Buccaneers fans. You're looking in at Raymond James Stadium, where in just over an hour, your Buccaneers will take on the Washington Redskins. I'm Scott Smith. I'm joined by TJ Reeves of the Buccaneers Radio Network. TJ, our third straight game against a tough NFC East opponent, but at least this time it's here at home. I mean, it was nice to see those big new palaces in New Jersey and Dallas, but I know I like it better here, and I bet our players do too. Almost an uninterrupted month at home now. How can they take advantage of that to sort of gain a foothold in the race?
Well, it's absolutely what you have to do. You got three home games over the next 4 weeks with the bye week, and you're absolutely right. Get back home. It's a little hot out here, yeah. Although it's not going to be too uncomfortable because later in the day the sun will start to set, whatever, whatever. But I mean, the Bucs have got to feel good because the last time that they were here, they played very well against Carolina. Got the home crowd into the game, and I'm sure they're expecting kind of the same thing. Get off to the good start. Remember, the last time against Carolina, they get the three and out. They get the ball. They go 80 yards to score a touchdown. Crowd in the game. Never look back. So you're looking for a similar kind of thing here today. Get the crowd involved early. Do big things early, Scott.
All right, TJ. I think it'd be safe to say that in the offseason, given the additions on offense with Vincent Jackson and Carl Nix and the struggles, honestly, on defense last year, that probably a lot of fans thought the offense is in pretty good hands. The defense is a question mark. We'll wait and see. After 3 weeks, you got to be pretty happy about the way the defense is playing, particularly against the run. But the offense has struggled a little bit finding that groove. What do they need to do to get over that hump?
Well, I think one of the things that Buccaneer fans are looking for is be better on first down. I mean, it's rather obvious thing, but last week they did not get enough done right away on first down. And in particular, mix it up a little bit. And I know Coach Greg Schiano was saying earlier this week on his radio show, we got to self-scout a little bit and take a look at our own play calling and see if we did a good enough job of disguising what we want to do and trying to vary up what we're going to do. So I think that's a big part of it. Can you get yourself in second and short? Can you get yourself first downs on first down? Something we didn't really see in Dallas. But, you know, let's don't overreact here. I've said this for the last few days. They put a lot of points on the board against the Giants. Big plays against the Giants. So it's not as if this offense hasn't shown any capability of being able to score some points and make some plays. You just want to see it more consistently.
It's very encouraging, and consistency was sort of the key word this week. When you talk about defense and self-scouting, one thing the Bucs had to do this week is look at the tape, look at the roster, and figure out how we're going to replace Adrian Claiborne. Daniel Teonesim is expected to step up into the starting lineup. We know the inactives already today, and George Johnson is active. The new defensive end we just signed, Jeff Charleston, is active. So it looks like they're going to take a lot of people to try to replace Adrian Claiborne. Hopefully they can keep that run defense strong. Do you see them being able to do so?
Well, and that's the, I mean, again, one of the things you go back to is they did very well against the run against Carolina. It was more the pass against the Giants, but man, they were outstanding against the Cowboys last week, and you want to keep that run defense going. That front seven has played very well, and you're right, I think you will see by committee there on the right defensive end to try to replace Claiborne there in that situation. And as for Teonesim, he's a guy that they picked up off the waiver wire, but he obviously impressed the new coaching staff enough to stick on this roster, and he played a lot of that fourth quarter last week, so I think they have real belief in him to be able to rush some off the right end, Scott.
They certainly think so, and we've even seen him play a little bit inside, so I think they have a versatile group up front, and they'll probably use him in a lot of ways. Speaking of those inactives, there's not a lot of surprises for the Buccaneers because Anthony Gator is really the only hurt player, but E.J. Biggers will get his first chance to play, could help out the secondary. On the Redskins side, wide receiver Aljack Robinson may have got hurt during pregame, and he's inactive. Did you know anything about that?
From what we're told, Robinson, the receiver, and Brandon Merriweather, the safety for the Redskins, collided during pregame warm-up just a little while ago, about 20 minutes ago, and both of those guys, Scott, are inactive. And Merriweather was scheduled to start for Washington for the first time this year, so obviously the Redskins are scrambling with two losses there at receiver and at safety. It's not clear what they injured, but they're obviously injured enough to where they're not going to be able to play. That's huge for Washington's. There's a little breaking news on Buccaneers.com.
Absolutely. And in addition, we already know that they've decided to start Leonard Hankerson over Josh Morgan, a receiver. You wonder if that was supposed to be Aljack Robinson. Also, they are starting at safety. They're going to start Reed Doughty. Like you said, that was probably going to be Brandon Merriweather. So some pretty wild action here before the game even starts.
This is the reason why fans need to be tuned in on Buccaneers.com, because you never know what happens. We got breaking news. We got all kinds of things going on. And again, Pierre Garçon for the Redskins is active. We don't know how effective he's going to be able to be. He hasn't played the last couple of weeks. But now with Robinson injured, I mean, the Redskins have got a banged-up receiving corps. Good news for the Bucs.
Well, the other reason to tune into this, above all else, is to hear our picks to click. I think we're going to have to call
it. I thought it was your good looks. That's the other reason.
That too. I think we're going to have to call it a wash last week. I had the safety, the rookie safety, Mark Barron, and you had
Jordan Shipley is no longer with us.
He's not even with the team anymore.
So let's say we get back on track. I'm going to take Vincent Jackson because the Redskins have been a lot more susceptible to the pass. And the fact that Jackson only caught one pass last week, I'd be willing to bet they're going to make a special effort to get him involved.
Well, and you know, you got to look at a couple of different things. I mean, young guys, you know, when we go with young guys, you try to, you know, figure out who's going to make the play, who's going to do whatever. I mean, Mason Foster. There's been a lot on Mason Foster, a lot of eyes, a lot of observation on him, and he played a great game last week in Dallas. So if you don't mind, I think I'll go with the linebacker out of Washington as a guy to watch on the defensive side of the ball. But again, with young players, there's sometimes that inconsistency, that word that we're talking about. Bucks are hoping there's some consistency out of that defense today.
Well, Mason Foster's been pretty consistent. He's among the league leaders in tackles. He's got a big test today because Washington has the second-ranked run offense in the league. Bucks, of course, have the top-ranked rush defense. So if we can win that battle, it may go a long way towards getting back to 2-2. TJ, thanks for joining me today. Let's have a good game.
Well, I know Buck fans are excited, and we're excited here. Get back on the winning track, go into that bye week at 2-2. Hopefully, we're all very happy about 4 hours from now. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what the Bucks can do back at home now for the first time in 3 weeks, Scott.